right, welcome back, everyone. This is Matt Kasar for Beyond the Dawn Radio and the Artist Connection Podcast with today's special guest from the band Red Velvet Crush, Jillian Risco. Welcome.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing great. I know that you're a little bit under the weather, but just seconds ago, you got some pretty good news for your local hometown baseball team, right?
Yeah, it looks like the Royals are going to the World Series, so go Royals.
Wow, nice. That's good news.
Yeah.
Sorry you're not feeling so hot. I'm sure as a vocalist, it's no fun to have even a threat of a little bit of a sore throat, and it sounds like you have a very busy performance schedule, so that can't be fun.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's either I picked it up, like, from somebody, it's like transition from summer to fall, allergies, or I just haven't been sleeping or anything, so just one of those things, so I'm just going to try to rest up and play our shows, and my birthday's actually this weekend, so.
Oh, wow, good for you.
Yeah, kind of a big one. It's 2-5, so.
2-5, I remember
yeah.
It well.
Quarter of a century, yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
I hate to tell you this, the rest of it goes really, really fast, so hang on to
yeah,
these recordings.
Yeah.
It's just terrible.
So
this is a special episode, not only for myself, but of course for T. Dawn. This is the Halloween special, and Halloween is very near and dear to my heart. It's one of my, you know, favorite holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I love this time of year. I love the fall and everything associated with it.
Yeah, I'm into, like, everything horror-related.
Oh, yeah.
To the horror genre, and if actually you look at our music video that we actually debuted it last year on my birthday, so it's 1 year anniversary, or it's on Monster.
Yeah, it's
kind of, like, themed out that way, so, yeah, I like this time of year, too. I'd have to agree, so.
So tell me about yourself. I know you're out of Kansas City, Missouri. So where did it all begin? Where did the musical journey begin for you? Were you always into this kind of stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I started out when I was younger, actually. I started out with piano. I used to do a lot of little kind of like voice acting when I was a kid just for fun. I would walk around the house and repeat and try to sound like other characters and movies that I would watch. And then I got into singing after... My piano coach, she offered it, and then she's like, maybe you should stick with this, and then so we just kind of kept going with it, and, you know, I enjoyed it a lot, and I actually did, like, a little demo CD when I was, like, 10 years old, and
really?
I started writing when I was 11, and then I've just continued on since then, so.
Well, I have about 20 years on you, so... You came into the world at a good place, especially for a musician, because the technology was new enough that it was still exciting, but yet you have so much more flexibility than maybe we had. Like for me, you know, I play guitar still, but I started out in the 80s. So, mm-hmm. You know, what you could do at home in terms of home recording was basically a Tascam 4-track cassette recorder and your imagination. And now, really, it's endless what you could do as a musician.
Yeah, it's interesting because I feel like I kind of came in, I think our guitarist, Daniel, he would probably agree, I feel like we kind of came in at, like, you said a good time, but it was kind of a weird time, too, just for the fact that I feel like so much has transitioned from, like, kind of old school stuff to new school technology, and it's all kind of mixed together in the way, like, I view things. And we kind of view things as a band. We're like, I feel like we kind of mix old school and new school, you know, methods of just everything as far as, you know, distribution and even putting the album together, just different stuff like that. I feel like because of the generations that we came from and the decades that we kind of span as far as growing up and getting influences and learning and about the music and the business side of things, we're kind of in that place where we understand all the old school methods of everything, but then we learn and we understand the new school, and we try to mix all that together because obviously everything is kind of changing, which is good. It kind of makes it interesting being a new artist and trying to get yourself out there, but at the same time, it does actually offer a lot of opportunities in working towards building everything, so.
Well, yeah, the business side of it is something that I never even dreamed of, and I'm sure other musicians of the 60s and 70s, unfortunately, never dreamed of in terms of contracts. They were very much, unless you were one of the big ones, they were very much focused on what I could get now.